Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. We back once again live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blabino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
Yeah, I know what's up. Put 'Em On Blast.
It's all good. Tonight's call-in number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And everybody online is www.blogtalkradio.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. For all inquiries, hit us up, PutEmOnBlastRadio@gmail.com, PUTEM on Blast Radio. Or you can hit us up on Facebook.com/PutEmOnBlastRadio. That's PUTEM on Blast Radio. And off top, like always, I want to give much love to all the supporters and everybody showing us love throughout the shows and, you know, just everybody just really, truly, you know, honestly from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, we thank you guys and we hope you guys keep on tuning in. Sometimes we have technical difficulties because everybody knows that, you know, computer issues, you know, computer be crashing in the middle of the show, but we still keep it moving. We still be trying to work it out. And when you don't hear us online or live on the air, that's because, you know, we're busy. We're just doing some other things. We got so much on our plate. So we're not trying to, you know, jick you guys from a good show. We just got a lot of stuff that's on our plates. You know what I'm saying? We're doing music, beats, everything. Got tours coming up, everything. We got a summit coming up, a teen summit coming up for 2013. You know, we just got a lot of new things. I got a new CD coming out. Miss Kimmy Simone got her CD coming out. Me and Jay Measy got an album coming out together. So you guys be on the lookout for that. That's going to be a hot one. But off top, like I said, I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for sponsoring Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'd like to thank Bipolar Naked Magazine for having us in the 9th issue. So everybody, please go out and support Bipolar Naked Magazine. I'd like to thank Madman UNG Records. You know, that's the main factor in the game. I got much love for all of them. It's all good. You know, I got love for 2 Squad. I see you out there. You know, it's all love, 2 Squad. From Cali all the way to Nigeria to the A, you know, everybody out in Atlanta been showing us love. YFK, all you guys, Miss Caramel, Miss Lions, everybody, OYG Red Rum, you know, we just giving our shots out. That's all I'm doing, you know, tonight, like I said, is music industry discussion, and I want to give love to everybody, you know, there's too many of y'all to name, you know, ROK, Rhyme Over Crime, much love to Tycoon. All y'all, it's all good and it's all love. But I'm not going to keep y'all from a good show, though, but we're going to get into the show and we're going to keep it cracking. And right now, we're going to see who's online. Say what's good, call it to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
What up, Put 'Em On Blast? It's your boy, Madman.
What's
good? Madman.
It's all love.
Madman.
You know you got love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio. We're going to keep on going, see who else out here on the line. And right now, callers, say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo,
hello, caller. What's up, brother? Who's this, caller?
Yeah, this is 2 Squad.
Two Squad got much love for Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, and we're going to keep on doing and moving. Everybody, just hold on a second. Caller, say what's good to Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Man, what up?
Hello, who's this caller? Hello?
This is Jay Smoke.
Jay Smizzo.
What is big,
Jay Smoke?
Me and him, man.
Hey, we just chilling. We on the radio about to get into this discussion, man. It's our homie Jay Smoke, man. Hey, Fred Smoke.
What's up, Jay Smoke?
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. It's all love,
hey, Jay
Smoke.
Smoke is a homie on the song Lovin' Here.
That's what's up.
Okay.
You got much love, Jay Smoke, from Put 'Em On Blast Radio, Raw Dog Music. And tonight, you know, like we said, it's all about music industry discussion. And I want to hit, personally, I want to hit on a topic for the teens, because that's where my mind is, especially since we're coming into 2013. So my whole ordeal is strictly for the teens. And we had a show in the past that Kimmy Simone came up with, you know, Let the Teens Speak. And we had YFK and everybody call in. And like I said before on the show, you know, they just want more artists to just have more positive messages inside their music. And that way they can, you know, look up to you guys better. They want to look up to the artists, but they just tired of artists like Wiz Khalifa. So I'm saying, I'm just going to put it out there. You see what I'm saying, Wiz Khalifa? I have no issues with that man, but there's a lot of teenage kids that feel like promoting marijuana and letting the kids know it's okay to smoke and do all this and that is not cool. See what I'm saying? This is not from me. This is from the teens. They don't like all that. They understand the older folks are smoking and stuff, but there's a lot of teenagers that don't do that, and they're on a certain path to positive. You know, they want to be positive rappers. So they're just saying, tone it down a little bit. That's all they're saying, just tone it down a little bit. You can rap about whatever you want, but at least some of your songs on your album, make them positive messages for them. You know, strictly for the teens. That's why I say next year, 2013, for the Teen Summit, it's all about the teens, helping them break into the industry, because a lot of them want to get into the industry, and some of them not even calling in. Some of them don't even be on the internet. You know how teenagers are. You know, they running wild. They out in the street going to house parties, trying to get it in. So they're not really online or like that. So a lot of them is not listening to our conversations that we're having. But those are the ones that we're trying to help, because they're lost and they want to get in the industry. We're trying to open the doors for them. We're trying to make it more easier. We're trying to change the industry around. That's what we're trying to do. So, like I said, tonight it's all about music industry, leading the teenagers in the right direction, or, you know, something like that. But on that note, man, how do you feel about, you know, rappers and stuff changing their music? Do you think that's a mandatory thing that they need to do, or do you just think teenagers is just overrated when they're talking about rappers that's older need to tone it down?
Rappers that's older need to tone it down, or younger that need to tone it down?
No, older rappers, because I'm talking about the younger rappers. Like, what is your outlook on that? About the youngsters feeling that way? Do you think the youngsters are just being overrated and just looking for attention? Or do you think they really want to change on the inside, like they're going through something? That's why they want the older people to do more positive messages, more positive rap.
You hit it right on the button. It's all the above, you know what I'm saying? Because nowadays the youth is off the chain, you know what I'm saying? It's going kind of crazy right now. If you sit back and just look, they call it the new swag to do certain things, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like everything is in, everything is acceptable. That's not true, you know what I'm saying? You got to be raised with morals and guidance. But when you get in this music industry / sports entertainment, acting entertainment, you'll know what to do, you know what I'm saying? Personally, he's blessed with the money, but I don't know if he's going to have it to last around for the rest of his life. You know what I mean? I haven't seen anything that he's invested in or put back to help himself /family / race, community, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know him personally, so I can't dig into it too deep, but basically a person like him, when they get blessed to get in the game, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of people looking up to him like a Soulja Boy at one time. I see where you're going with it. Soulja Boy, he was cool, you know what I mean, busting these songs and kids was dancing and following the steps and all that. The next thing you know, he started wearing a skinny jean, smoking and drinking, getting tats on his face.
And while you're talking about skinny jeans, I don't want to cut you off or anything, but everybody out there that are teenagers, even the grown-ass men that's wearing skinny boy jeans, I just want to let y'all know those are not skinny boy jeans. Those are girl pants. Those are female clothing that certain mainstream artists is wearing now, and they're getting the people that are straight to wear these clothing and making them look stupid. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, even
because
the
skinny boy jeans, you know, I'm going to tell you off top, skinny boy jeans, first time I ever seen skinny boy jeans was Lil Wayne was up there gigging with the little skinny boy pants on. Then I heard the little crew from L.A., the little youngsters out of L.A., you know, you're a jerk, you know, the little cats. Yeah. He was wearing skinny boy jeans. Then next to those Soulja Boy. And then what do you call those cats? The little youngsters who be doing that little dance in the streets. You know, that little dance they be doing.
80% of the rap gang. 80%
of the rap gang. Jay Smoke,
still there? Jay Smoke. You still there, Jay Smoke? Yeah, I'm still in the building.
All right, then, ask Jay Smoke. He know. That's Jay Smoke, man. He know about all these young rappers and all that. You know what I'm saying? Any questions you want to ask Jay Smoke when it comes to anything. He know about checking all them youngsters.
And what do you feel on that topic? Since we're talking about youngsters in skinny boy pants, Jay Smoke, what do you feel about the youngsters out here wearing those? Do you think they should just stop wearing them and just do their own thing, or do you think it's really something good, like it's a fad, like a new fashion? Do you think it's good for them, or should they just stop it all and just do something else?
Like I always tell man, you and G, I feel like everybody, like all these young artists, following that artist that's already on. It's like it's no originality. It's like everybody following what they see Lil Wayne do, what they see Wiz Khalifa do. It's like they following, but instead of trying to be creative on their own.
Mm-hmm. That's what's that. And Two Squad, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
What do you feel about that? What do you feel about that, Two Squad, about the young wearing skinny boy jeans?
Oh, well, I don't want to go deep to the, you know, the skinny thing, because I feel like that's the fashion they want to bring out, you know, but what I'm focusing is professionalism. You know, when you come into music, you got to know that first of all, you're going to love what you want to do. First thing is, you know, when you come into music, you got to be professionalism. You know, you got to be professional. You're going to, you know, clean yourself so that the person you want to work with, you know, going to set your personality and your appearance, you know. So when I go to the skinny jeans, you know, some people don't like it, some people like it, you know. So I feel like that's the fashion they want to be. But I feel like, you know, when the youngster want to come into music, they're going to get in mind that, you know, it's a deep hole. You know, they're going to take the shape that it takes to be and to make it in the right and the top, you know.
Uh-huh. And I want to ask you, Two Squad, I want to ask you, do you think it's mandatory that the rappers that are out right now do more positive music? Do you think positive messages in artists' music is very important in the industry?
Well, it's important because, you know, many young kids now think that they just get up in the mind, you know, start rapping and the money will start coming the same time, and it's not so, you know. But we us being in this game for so long, you know, it's easy for us to make a way for them, you know, so they cannot pass through things, you know, we've already passed through. So I feel like, you know, if we bring up energy, you know, put ourselves together, you know, and show them the right way, you know. So I think the real people go follow the way, you know, they will be successful.
That's what's up. And Jay Smoke, I want to ask you, this industry that we in, first of all, how old are you right now? Uh-oh. Hello, Carter?
Jay Smoke.
Hello, Man?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Jay Smoke, you still with us?
Jay Smoke, man, he's lost.
Yeah, his car dropped. Okay, it's all good.
What was you going to ask him? It sounded like he was about to drop something deep.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask him about the industry, you know, because, like, I just asked Two Squad, you know, how does he feel about positive messages? Does he feel like it's very important that artists put him in their music? And I want to ask him, you know, how old he was, because if he's young, I want to know. Matter of fact, let me, he just popped on in. What's good, Jay Smoke?
With the business, man. Oh,
yeah, man, we had a drop call. but it's all love. But while we got you on the line, I want to ask you, like I was just explaining, man, how old are you off top?
28.
Okay, you're an older dude. See, I don't know if you was younger or older. Because if you was younger, then, you know, but you're still young. But I want to ask you, you know, you already heard me ask Two Squad about if positive messages is important in artists' music, and he answered it. But you as a youngster, do you feel the same way, or do you think all that is just irrelevant and people should just do music however they feel, or do you think that music should be you know how people are in the world, how everybody's on track, how people follow the Joneses, people like, this is how this goes, so you have to be like this. Do you think that it should be like that, or no, or do you think, like I said, do you think artists should just be able to speak their mind freely inside of a song besides of doing positive messages inside of their song, or does it even matter to you?
Well, I feel like on this subject, I feel like you should be able to, like, say what you feel, like, in your heart, you know what I'm saying? Say what you feel and don't try to follow no other artist. Just be original, you know what I'm saying? But, and I say rap about what you want to rap about, but like you said, do a couple of songs, put a couple of songs on your albums and now they're saying something positive, then you know, like, yeah, I talk about all this stuff, but it's another life. You know what I'm saying? It ain't all about that. Like,
that's
let them know
up
at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Let the kid know at the same time that it's another life. Like, this is what you see me doing, rapping about, but this is where I came from. You know what I'm saying? Like, once you get in the game, you shouldn't be doing that no more. If you were trying to get in the game to get away from all that. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like artists that's coming out in the industry from new artists really is what I'm speaking on. Do you feel like when they come out in the industry, the way their deliverance, when they come off, a lot of people feel like, oh, I have to rap, like rap about ice and cars, or I have to rap about sex and drugs and killings. Do you feel like they have to do that, or do you feel like that, you know, that is something different, you know? It's kind of hard to explain. I know what I'm saying, but in your way.
Now, I don't think, like, that you got to do that. Like, a young artist that you got to do it, I think that they think that's what you got to do to get on. Like, you got to have a song, like what they hearing now. You got to be talking about that, you know what I'm saying, ice, and you got to be talking about that to get on. But a lot of artists scared originality. You know what I'm saying? They're scared to just do something they think hot and just try it. You know what I'm saying? They're scared to do that, so they'll follow what somebody else doing there and say, okay, I got to make a song like Lil Wayne. I got to make a song like Soulja Boy. You know what I'm saying? All the new order, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? Like Kendrick Lamar. Yeah, they trying to make a song that they think they don't catch on. It's like,
yeah.
It ain't about like lyrics. It's about a hot song, one single. Yeah, to get you on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about.
That's a good point, man, because they ain't doing it but trying to make a song that's fitting in now. And then if it's blocked, they won't be original, you know what I'm saying? So the public won't accept them after that. That's why, like you said earlier, a lot of the young artists, they need to become original. Just because this man got a tattoo on his face that say Records for Life, you know what I'm saying? You don't need to get yours say Records for Life. Maybe you need to invest your money in a record company for life. You know what I'm saying? You know,
yeah, what do you think about artists joining people's bandwagons? You know how, like, when Hypee hit, then everybody, well, off top, it's like everybody was doing their music the way they was doing it, and then, say, as an example, like when Hypee hit, then it seemed like everybody felt like, oh, Hypee is real big because the Bay is pushing it real hard. It seemed like that's all everybody is seeing is people ghost riding whips and jumping on cars and just getting Hypee and throwing their dreads around and doing all that yada yada and all that E-Pill talk. See what I'm saying? That's E-Pill talk. See what I'm saying?
That's really
what you feel about artists that's joining bandwagons like that. Do you feel like that's unnecessary just to get on, or do you think it's kind of good for new artists to follow somebody's bandwagon that's really hot right at that time?
I look at it as both ways because, really, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like our culture, a trend. The brothers in New York do this. The brothers in Sacramento do this. But the brothers in Nebraska who ain't really getting that street, get to see it on TV and the internet, and they get to communicate for what we doing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
It really is all the communication, you know what I mean? When you sit back and think about it, it's about communication. You think we have to keep on communicating with each other, man.
That's what's up. And Two Squad, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm with us.
That's what's up. And Two Squad, I want to ask you, what can you tell these youngsters coming out in the industry a good way to find an open door into the industry without having to struggle so hard to do it?
Before that, I want to say shout out to Pure on Blast Radio. Man, I feel like right now, and everything is going to be more easier for youngsters to come out because we already paid the dues. We already opened like internet radio. That's a good exposure. And I was working with my stepson, you know, I showed him how to, you know, make a beat. I showed him how to create a song. I showed him how to write a good song that makes sense, not to, you know, just saying something that or beefing or something like that. Because I said that when you be a new star, you want to come out, you don't have to go into that way because, you know, investing your money into. So when you investing your money into, so you can say whatever you want. But when you want to make a record for a record label or company or any investor you want to invest, you got to make the original song that everybody's going to like. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And it doesn't matter when you're rapping. So when I tell him that, then he took the courage. And that can help him, you know, to come up and stand up in music or making a beat or whatever thing you want to create, you know. So that is the same, you know, knowledge I'm giving to the young star that are coming up. You know, when you want to come out or when you want to walk through, you want to make everything to be easy for you. And we already did it to make it open for them. We got internet, YouTube, iTunes, Put on Blast Radio, UNG Record, you know. So that's a good exposure. And right now, me personally, I'm working off for, you know, to create a show that we will take around the whole city, around the world, you know. And I feel that's more great opportunity for the young kids, you know, to break through that way, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And, man, same question for you. Is there anything or some knowledge that you can give to the youngsters, a way for them to get a door open for them, a door that they might can go through so they don't have to struggle so hard to get there?
Know what you want. Study what you're getting into. You know what I mean? Know what you want. Study what you're getting into. Some people think it's overnight. It's a long, hard run. You might get blessed overnight, but after you get blessed so fast with such blessings, you got to go figure out what to do with them to make it last. Some artists take a long time to get the blessings, so by the time they get it, they appreciate it and know what to do with it. So both sides of the fence, you know what I'm saying? Just don't know the front yard, y'all. Know the whole block, the neighborhood, the whole world. I know I'm from South Central, but God created the earth. People living in London, Africa, wherever the money is at is where they're going. You know what I'm saying? So when the franchise issue you the money, y'all, go get the money, but be prepared. You know what I'm saying? Learn how to shop correct with your money. Yeah, I have this deal now in Hollywood. Where is a good place for me to get a house? You know what I'm saying? So I can live comfortable or whatever. You know what I mean? But nowadays, these youngsters, man, they in and out of hotels, you know what I'm saying, coming up dead. You know what I mean? They fighting amongst each other, hating on each other, dissing each other. You know what I'm saying? They don't even respect hip-hop, the culture, period. You know what I'm saying? They didn't do no studies. They don't know who half the people are in the rap game. Then the females, you know what I'm saying? They misguided. They think that taking a picture in the mirror, showing tits and ass is modeling, you know what I'm saying? And they don't know that the industry ain't even looking at their lyrics or how good the beat is or nothing. They're looking at them to see what can they do, you know what I'm saying? So the female, they got the hardest challenge. The man, he all in the game going crazy. He just misguided. So a lot of the youngsters out there, you know what I'm saying, y'all raised in the church, in the mosque, you know what I'm saying? Use your brain when you get through that door. You hear me? Don't follow everybody. Do you. You know what I'm saying? Do you.
That's what's up. And Jay Smoke, you still with us?
Y'all still here?
That's what's up. And Jay Smoke, I want to ask you right now, is there any shout-outs that you might want to give out at this time?
Yeah, I want to shout out UNG Records.
You know what I'm saying? Radio, Two Squad, you know what I'm saying? And all my real fans out there, you know what I'm saying?
Is there anything you might want to put on blast at this time, no matter what it is or who it is?
I just want to put on blast that that mixtape coming soon, no later than February, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
What's the name of the mixtape?
I ain't even got name, just
information.
It's in the making right now.
Okay.
I ain't got no features right now, but you know what I'm saying? I'm looking for features, you know what I'm saying? You can find me, you know what I'm saying? JSmoke1984 on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Facebook me, JSmoke. You know what I'm saying? That's all you got to type in. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody know about your radio station, right?
Check Gang Radio, you know what I'm saying? Got that going on. So my album up and running right now, you know. Get all the fans, check that out. You want to hear some new music from JSmoke, UNG. You know what I'm saying? That's where we at.
That's what's up.
Hey,
yeah,
JSmoke a rider, man.
That's what's up. We're going to have to holler at him and see what's good and get some of his music. And JSmoke, we're going to have to get you in an interview, you know, and let everybody know who the real JSmoke is and, you know, and all of the above. And right now, man, is there anything you might want to put on blast at this time?
Man, you know me, I'm always ready to put somebody on blast, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's all good.
I just got through reading about your boy ASAP catching a case, man. You know what I'm saying? Pleading guilty to grand larceny for $250, 3 days community service. You know what I'm saying? Whatever cameraman and city that took him to jail or fined him for that, that's whack. Let's put them on blast, you know what I'm saying? They just following cats, the hip hop police. Class, American supremacy, they just have to get all young black men with millions. So that way, when you get your money, be prepared to be protect yourself, man, so you can survive right here, man. You know what I'm saying? Put American supremacy on blast and, like, wow, messing with color folks.
For real.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And Two Squad, is there anything you might want to put on blast at this time?
Man, yeah, man. I want to put on blast radio in the number one West Coast. You know, man, I'm so happy and so glad, you know, we come together, you know, try to, you know, help the community, you know, and help the young kids, you know, that love the hip-hop, you know, and, you know, make the hip-hop to go into the next generation, you know, and take our music to the next level, you know. And I'm so glad and happy that, you know, I finished all my album, you know, and I'm working out to release my video December of first week of January, you know. I'm glad with that, you know. I'm saying, you know, UNG record, you know. Keep it up in the street, you know, never give up, you know. God is our star, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go the truth. And I'm thanking, you know, Chris Moore, you know, Jay Smoke, you know, all the fans, you know, all the children in that listening, you know. Say shout out to all, you know, put on blast radio.
That's what's up. And I'm the host, Crazy Mo Blood, being on. I just want to put all kind of different things on blast. You know what I'm saying? We only got a few minutes left, but we're going to go over time just a little bit. But I want to put this industry on blast, you know, for the youngsters. You know, everybody out there in the industry, change. It's time to change your style of music now. It's time to really change. We've been doing gangster rap, sex music, party music, twerk music, booty shaking music, drug music. We've been making all kind of music all these years, for decades, centuries. So please stop making that type of music. Come up with something new and come up with some new beats. You know what I'm saying? Like when Warren G hit the industry with his new album, it changed the beat game around a little bit because it made you go into, instead of straight gangster rap, it made you go into some funk and Parliament and, you know, hip-hop and that grooving where you can groove to. See what I'm saying? That's why I dig Warren G.
Real
man. See what I'm saying? I love his big quick style of beats. The rappers out there just change. I'm not saying quit doing what you're doing because there's a lot of new rappers that go through things. Everybody in the world go through something, and that's your everyday living situation. That's your struggle that you go through every day is living in the hood, going to jail, messing with hood rats, baby mama drama, dealing with niggas in the street, see what I'm saying, fights, shootouts, kids coming up dead, people coming up kidnapped, prostitution, see what I'm saying? I understand all that. But somewhere we have to take a stand and we have to say, okay, it's time to change. We need to do some real good music for everybody. Don't say you're doing music for everybody and you're really not. Because a lot of people say they're doing music for everybody, and when you hear their CD, you be like, so where's the song for my grandma at? So I'm saying, where's her song at? I don't hear it on there. Where's the song for my kids at? I don't hear it on there. So I'm saying, so you're not doing songs for everybody. You're doing it for yourself. So watch what you say and practice what you preach. So this show right here, your number one West Coast hood radio station, put them on Blast Radio, is proof in the pudding for everybody. So everybody who's been on the show cannot go back and say, I did not say that, because it's all in the interviews. So everybody that said they want peace and they want to change and they out for the kids and they want to help the teenagers and they're willing to ride for them and they're willing to do this and do that, do it. See what I'm saying? Everybody's saying they're going to network outside the box and do some better music, do it. Make it happen. I haven't seen it yet. See what I'm saying?
Hey, especially when I'm right here in
Sacramento,
in
the capital city, I haven't seen it yet. So Sacramento get put on blast every day. See what I'm saying? Ooh. I might not say it, but in my brain, you know, in my mind, Sacramento is always on blast, because this is the only city I know in the state of California, really out this country, that don't support. Everybody throws shows in Sacramento, and you invite everybody to come to your show, buy tickets, friends and families, homies and associates, and they say, yeah, I'm going to come. You know, I'm messing with you. You my dude. You my guy. You my girl. You family. But don't nobody never show up. Don't nobody support you. But the second you turn your back, they throw a show. They expect you to come and buy their stuff and support them. But the second you say no, they mad at you, even though they didn't support you along your journey. See what I'm saying? So
sounds like you need to pull the conference together.
That's right. See what I'm saying? That's why in 2013 we got this team conference, team summit. We got together. We're putting together, and that's why I said about this radio station we have. Everybody who I asked that said they was down to ride with us for the teenage kids. The kids is looking. They listening, and I'm gonna put everybody to the test.
And y'all gonna put yourself on blast.
I'm a Virgo. This is a positive movement. For everybody.
Hey,
well,
when you doing it in 2013? When you doing it?
You know, I can't even say. I don't even want to put my foot in my mouth right now, you know, but I'm looking for sometime between spring and summertime, because anytime after that, I ain't got time, and the West Coast Hip Hop Awards is coming, and, you know, I got stuff to do. So between spring of 2013 and summer, then it'll be all good. That's when we're going to have it. You know, but, yeah, we have the promotion tour. You know, we have the promotion tour we put together from the bottom to the top, promotional tour. So anybody who really want to join, holler at us, inbox us. We'll give you information and all that. You know, we just, there's 60 shows in 30 days is what it is. 60 shows in 30 days, and we're hitting up all the main cities, especially we're starting off on the West Coast, hit up the whole West Coast from the bottom to the top, and then we're making our way across the country. So everybody out there listening, get ready for us, because we're coming. But like I said, about that, put them on blast, Sacramento gets put on blast. I love y'all out there, but y'all get put on blast, and just you guys make a change and start supporting each other, and I see it, and I start seeing it with my own eyes, and you guys show it, and the media, and everybody, and the fans, and the people who come from outside the state come in and see you guys are supporting each other, then I will have much love. I will have much love. But until then, the outside people is going to continue talking mess. Because we're not supporting each other. Say what you want to say, Miss Kimmy Simone.
First of all, I want to tell you all that it is us that's saying this. It's coming from the outside people coming to us. Y'all not doing what you're supposed to represent. That's all I'm saying. Straight up. Put them on blast.
It's all good. But like
these
I said,
DJs on blast. All these cats.
That's all the DJs.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm making
DJs
all
don't
DJs
even work
bad.
No more, Crazy Mode. DJs don't work no more. They spend CDs. You know what I'm saying? Rappers don't even work no more. They ain't original. Put them on blast. They get on.
That's right. Everybody
on top
gets on blast. I can name them all about not being an original. See what I'm saying? I can name a whole lineup. So I'm saying, putting them all on blast, from West Coast to the Dirty Dirty, to the South, to the East Coast, to the Midwest. See what I'm saying? So can't nobody get offended. See what I'm saying? Because I'm talking about a lot of rappers, even some of your favorite rappers that you like right now that you got bumping in your headphones or in your car right now. Some of them is not even real. See what I'm saying? Some of them is the ones we're talking about. Some of them don't even give back to the communities, and y'all know the ones. It's thousands of entertainers that don't give back, but they're quick to go overseas and try to go snatch up some African kids and give out and give back to over there. But what about where here, where they from, where they lay their head? We need help. We have poverty over here, too. See what I'm saying? Yeah. We struggling. See what I'm saying? We need love. Why go outside the country and give somebody else love when you got people here and you're not even giving them love? See what I'm saying? Come on now. What sense is that? You know, that's
They ain't going to let you be rich unless you got somebody rich on the side of you. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to see too many wealthy black people unless you got a wealthy Jew friend. You know what I mean? So that's brothers got to do certain things to do what they got to do to get money. That's why the game is so crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? You can't even have a real Italian Jew friend. No. It ain't even out for the money because, you know, for a fact, you in the industry and you got a true friend, y'all ain't friends. It's a business. You know what I'm saying?
Just the show to come on cable, American Greed. See what I'm saying? That word greed is there for a reason. Whoever invented that word and name, they hit it right on the dot, greed, because that's what people is. You can't trust nobody. Everybody make it seem like you can trust each other. They come around you and smile in your face and try to be cool with you and want to act like they're your dog or they on your side. They're with you to the end, but at the same time, they're trying to do side deals and they're trying to milk you and get you for your stuff and try to see how much more can they get. That's why you can't work with a whole group of people, because somebody out that circle, if not more, is going to want more. They're going to want more than the next. See what I'm saying? And that's why I say greed, American greed. But it's all good, though. See what I'm saying? But we only have a little bit of time left. What you want to say, Ms. Kimmy Simone?
It's a song. They're smiling in your face. You're all the time they want to take your place. They're backstab.
It's all good. And everybody out there, you know, the show's at the end, and I just want to tell everybody, I salute everybody for calling in. Madman, Jay Smoke, Two Squad, y'all got much love. Miss Kimmy Simone, my co-host, you know, all the fans, everybody, anybody who's listening, whoever's anybody, anybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody. So I'm saying, I got love for everybody. Whether you like me or not, and if you don't like me, like I tell everybody, fuck you. Sincerely yours. I don't give a damn. See what I'm saying? Sincerely, from my heart. If you don't like me, I don't like you whatsoever.
You don't like
but I'm
living with fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's right. Put them on blast, just like that. But like I said, I salute all you guys for calling in. Much love to everybody. You know, guys, as always, welcome anytime. Everybody out there, stop the violence. You know, we need peace. We need to come together as one. We need to unite, and we all need to support our local artists no matter where you are on this planet. Support your local artists, and everybody got love around all four corners from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station. But Two Squad, before we end the show, can you introduce this track right here called Seed of Money and let everybody know the concept behind this as you end the show for us tonight?
Man, Seed of Money is like it's like a title that came on to me when I was like producing my music, and I was in New York then promoting my music, and somebody walking to me and tell me that he want to see what I got. Then when I sent him the song about Seed of Money, then he was like really crazy about it. So that's like seed that never finished. Because when you got a seed, you never lack anything. So that gave me a courage that made for me to go in the studio and record the song. Then when I come up with the song was a hit in New York. Then that's become my title of my album. And I'm very glad that they found that, you know, when anybody heard about Seed of Money, you know that you need a seed of money. And if you don't have a seed of money, you have to gather seed of money because you can't lack anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I made that song when a kid walking up to you, huh?
It's all good. That's time. Kiki Stone says she love it. And you guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. This is Two Squad, Seed of Money. And peace out and blessed until next time. Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
New Year, New Year.